I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Ignorance and misinformation are major factors in the spread of AIDS throughout Africa. Book of Hope's Rob Hoskins says they're combating the pandemic with God's Word. They're planning to distribute more than 10 million books of hope to kids in 12 African nations this year. Hoskins says the youth are hungry to change.
There has to be a heart change for people to begin living a life of abstinence or fidelity within marriage. And that comes through a lifestyle change, and that's what the gospel is all about. So by us going into the public school systems around Africa, we do abstinence-based programs, but we also deliver the Word of God.
Next, Christian television debuted in Turkey a week ago. International Director of Turk 7, David Middleton, announced the new ministry. They'll feature 2-hour-long programs twice weekly, and programs will be a combination of in-country Turkish and outside productions. The staff includes one InterServe USA partner. Church leaders are responding enthusiastically. One pastor says the outreach helps Turks proclaim Christ to their own people in their own language. And with the number of orphan children approaching 30 million in Africa alone, it's no wonder Bethany Christian Services are looking for people to pray. Bethany's Prayer Warrior program started last year, says Janie Van Dyke. The goal isn't only to place children, but to also see them come to Christ. And Van Dyke's response on how many Bethany children need families?
180. And they're from all countries, and they're all in orphanages, and some of them are in foster care, but most of them are in orphanages. Some are considered special needs because they're sibling groups. Some have medical issues. Some have developmental challenges. Children that are hard to place.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.